This show is a proud member of Friends in Tech at friendsintech.com.
Helping to build the career you deserve, this is Career Opportunities, the high-tech career handbook for March 1st, 2006. You can join the career discussion by visiting the Career Opportunities forums at forums.friendsintech.com. Today's column, from the archives, Whatever Comes Your Way, first published April 16th, 2004. All work is cyclical. There are the slow times and the fast times. Some weeks you can't seem to catch up, and on others, work is so slow that you think the week may never end. This cycle of feast and famine is especially true for freelance consultants like myself. The busy weeks can overwhelm you, and the slow weeks can leave you worried about paying your bills. While work may come and go, dealing with your slow times can have a dramatic effect on your high-tech career. The first thing to remember when caught up in a slow period is that work will return. Unless all your clients have packed up and moved to a different state, they'll have future needs that you can serve and future friends to whom they will recommend you. Sometimes, in the heat of the moment, we can too quickly wonder if we'll ever work again. Don't panic. I can assure you that the work will be there in the future. The best part of any slow time is the freedom you gain, if only for a few hours or a few days. You can use the time to take care of personal business that may have been shunted aside, or you can use the time to explore new ideas and opportunities that have been ignored for more pressing matters. The truth is, these new opportunities need your attention. If you aren't constantly seeking out new clients and new forms of work, your career may go into a long, slow decline. If you weren't working billable hours today, you better be investigating new clients, methods, and ideas. Sometimes, when talking with my friends, they seem to think that they can't spend time on new projects. They have a constant need to be making money. While I can understand the driving needs behind these thoughts, you simply can't be making money all the time. Worse still, instead of looking at these new projects, they spend the time fretting over the lack of paying work. If you continue looking for new opportunities, the money will come. You should never feel bad about checking out new software, new methods, new businesses, especially when you aren't working. When you have some downtime, there's nothing wrong with doing something else. For example, this week I scheduled training at my local library where I have a regular class. The librarians needed an introduction in using their new video projector. Sure, I would have liked to have had a paying client for that hour and a half, but barring that, I always try to fill my days. The truth is, my connection to the library has garnered me many clients over the years, so it's always worthwhile working for the library. Better still, I didn't spend my time worrying about not working. It's always better to do something than waste time worrying about what you're not doing. If you want to recharge your work and your life, it's important that you develop a bias towards action. This means watching for opportunities and taking advantage of as many as you possibly can. New work, new play, new people help to open your mind and move you along on your career path. Recently, I had the opportunity to do some work at the Art College of Design in Pasadena. While the work was minimally computer-based, it was much more focused around art and exhibition installation and design. My friend, who usually does this work, needed someone to fill in for her, and I jumped at the idea. While I won't be making my usual rate, the added experience of working in this environment and meeting a whole new network of potential clients will more than make up for that. You should look for similar opportunities and exploit them as much as possible. Opening your experience is sure to open up your thinking about your career. You need to move away from the thought that you're either making money or not. Everything you do, no matter how odd, has some relation to the work you do. Never be afraid of trying new things, visiting new places, looking at the world in a different way. It'll have an effect on all the work you do and the continued success of your high-tech career. This has been Career Opportunities, the High-Tech Career Handbook with Douglas E. Welch. Welchwright.com/career. A member of Friends in Tech at friendsintech.com. Questions and comments are always welcome via email at career@welchwright.com, comments on the Career Opportunities blog, or on the Friends in Tech combined forums. There you can discuss high-tech issues with other listeners of all the Friends in Tech member shows. Visit forums.friendsintech.com to join in the conversation.